Where are all my feminists? Where are all my matriarchs fighting the good fight against misogyny? And I'm not talking about mythical misogyny here. I'm not talking about the fake misogyny that's often used as an excuse to explain the huge embarrassing failure known as the WNBA. The WNBA is struggling because toxically masculine men refuse to watch it. It's so misogynistic! Yeah, the WNBA is struggling because the product on the court sucks. It's substandard. There's only so many times you can watch an airball dunk. Eventually, airball dunks are no longer funny. Where are all my ladies who supposedly dedicate their platforms to fighting for women's rights? According to the group Our Bodies, Our Sports, there have been over 900 trophies, titles, or medals stolen from women in the last few years. Over 900 opportunities that have been taken away from women. Who has taken these opportunities away from women? Well, if you lived your life abiding by the standards of the woke commandments, these opportunities have been taken by transgender women, inspiring women like Fran Formerman. Other people refer to them as biological men. This issue, which should be so simple to resolve, this issue has been debated back and forth for years now. Should transgender women be allowed to compete in sports? The short answer is yes. Transgender women have every right to compete in sports. But the real question is, should biological men be allowed to compete in women's sports? The obvious answer is no. That is the question the NCAA Board of Governors will be answering tomorrow. Should biological men be allowed to compete in women's sports? The NAIA, which governs smaller colleges and universities across America, they have already taken care of this issue. If Bearded Bob is looking to play basketball at an NAIA school, there's only one team that he can try out for, the men's team. If Bob puts on a dress and pretends to be Brenda and wants to be on the basketball court, the only way that is happening at an NAIA school is if Bob is a cheerleader. Thousands of current and former female athletes, they are urging the NCAA to follow the NAIA and ban biological men from competing against women. Nearly 5,000 female athletes, they have sent letters to the NCAA demanding for women's sports to be protected. But you are not going to hear about these women in the mainstream media. No, 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 no! Headline at NBC News. Hundreds of athletes urge the NCAA not to ban trans athletes from women's sports. I am not an expert in math, but I do know if I have thousands of dollars, I am a hell of a lot richer than someone with hundreds of dollars. Seems to me, the bigger story here would be the thousands of women pressuring the NCAA to protect women's sports. So why would the mainstream media focus on the minority? Outside of the obvious reason, which seems to be the media's blind support of the destruction of women's sports, why would the mainstream media ignore the thousands of women to focus on the hundreds? I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that Megan Rapinoe is leading the charge for biological men to be allowed to compete in women's sports. Megan Rapinoe, the inspiration for all prepubescent boys. Remember what I told you guys a few months ago? Remember when the Megster was going on that never-ending retirement tour where she was filling soccer stadiums to half capacity while pretending that people actually gave a shit that she was retiring from the NWSL, a league that most people have never heard of? I said, just because Megan Rapinoe is retiring, that does not mean she is going away. Sure, she might take a few weeks to rock the nest with the Sue Bird. They might spend time in the winter trying to conceive a fresh batch of eggs. But once spring came around and the Sue Bird flew out of the nest, I warned you guys that Meg would come back with a vengeance. Well, here she is. Megan Rapinoe and the Sue Bird, they are headlining a group that is pressuring the NCAA to destroy women's sports. Included in this group are over 400 current and former collegiate athletes. Now, if I had to guess, I would assume these collegiate athletes are inspirations like Leah Thomas, people who couldn't make the team on the men's side, so they decided to try out for the women's team instead. Also included in this group are 300 academics. Well, Casey, what the hell does that mean? I have no idea. Again, I'm assuming here, when they say academics, maybe they are talking about professors? Highly educated people who teach in the Gender Services Department at Woke U. Welcome to the Department of Gender Services, where you can select from over 80 different genders to identify with. And why stop at just one? We have students who are dual gender identifiers. That's real progress. There's also over 100 special advocacy groups included in this coalition being led by Megan Rapinoe. So let's just review here. We have over 5,000 females wanting to protect women's sports, going against special interest groups, doofus professors at Woke U, along with Megan Rapinoe and the Sue Bird. Are you noticing a stark difference between these two groups? The group of over 5,000 women, they're the ones being directly impacted by the NCAA's decision. The other group, it seems like they are just following orders. Seriously. What the hell does this have to do with Megan Rapinoe? Megan Rapinoe's my age. She hasn't been a collegiate athlete in almost 20 years. Doesn't have any children. It's not like one of the eggs hatched in the nest will be competing at the collegiate level. So why is Megan Rapinoe involving herself in a fight that has absolutely nothing to do with Megan Rapinoe? According to the Megster, she is using her voice to make sure sports are for everyone. The time is now for the NCAA to step up and defend the rights of transgender athletes. If you're unsure of your gender and undergoing gender-affirming care, that does not mean you should not be allowed to compete in sports. Yeah, this is a tactic by Megan Rapinoe. She is trying to twist the narrative into a violation of transgender rights. She is trying to portray this as transgender athletes not being allowed to compete in sports. When the reality is, that could not be further from the truth. No one has a problem with transgender athletes competing in sports, but they should be competing against the gender they were born as. They should not be competing against the gender that they are choosing to identify with. Megan Rapinoe claims it is transphobic to hold that belief. Now, what's ironic about this, Megan Rapinoe's stance on this issue, it seems to be misogynistic. The woman who claims to be a general in the war on misogyny is actively fighting for the destruction of women's sports. Someone make it make sense. Over the years, I have said countless times that women were going to have to fight this battle. And to their credit, there's over 5,000 women who are willing to stand up for themselves. Women like Riley Gaines who have been fighting this battle for years now, but it can't just be the athletes, the adults. They have to do their part too. So where do college coaches stand on the issue? More specifically, where do women's college basketball coaches stand on the issue? We all know where Dawn Staley stands. Dawn Staley is pretending to support transgender females in college basketball. The reason I say she is pretending, when Dawn Staley gave her answer during that press conference a couple of weeks ago where she claimed to support biological men in women's college basketball, it didn't really seem like Dawn Staley believed what she was saying. But that's just one coach who might be on the same side as Megan Rapinoe. What about other coaches in women's college basketball? Surely they are willing to do the right thing, right? Surely they are standing up for the rights of young women. Throughout the month of April, OutKick, they have reached out to every coach that was involved in the Sweet 16. They asked two questions, and in the interest of not offending anyone, in the interest of feelings, OutKick, they were politically correct with how they asked these questions. Question number one, do you believe that transgender women should be allowed to play women's college basketball? Notice, they did not say biological men. That term would have caused feelings of pain and outrage. OutKick, they wanted to be sure the respondents were calm and unemotional while answering the questions. Question two, why do you feel this way? For a coach in women's college basketball, these questions should be simple to answer, right? The answer to question one is no. The answer to question two, athletes should compete against the gender they were born as. Took me all of, what, 10, maybe 15 seconds to answer both of those questions? How did the top 16 coaches in women's college basketball respond? Lisa Bluter at Iowa, no response. According to OutKick, Lisa, she was busy supporting Caitlin Clark in the WNBA draft and didn't have time to answer the questions. When they reached out to her again, Lisa claimed to be busy with recruiting. Corey Close at UCLA declined to comment. Kara Lawson at Duke declined to comment. J.R. Payne at Colorado declined to comment. J.R. claimed to be busy recruiting. She claimed to have lost several key players in the transfer portal. Who knows? Maybe those players decided to transfer to the men's team. Vic Schaefer at Texas said, I'll pass on this question. Kim Mulkey at LSU declined to comment. And on it goes. There was not a single coach in women's college basketball willing to answer a simple question. There wasn't a single coach in women's college basketball willing to take a stand. What does that tell you? I can only speculate, but I think it's one of two reasons. Number one, they're afraid to respond. Number two, they are being told not to respond. And I think it's the latter. I believe these universities are demanding their silence, which tells me the NCAA is probably going to vote tomorrow and approve transgender females in women's sports. If that happens, it is the beginning of the end of women's sports, at least at the collegiate level. But give me your thoughts. Megan Rapinoe pressuring the NCAA to allow biological men to compete in women's sports. The NCAA, they are voting on this tomorrow. What do you think they decide? Will the NCAA protect women and women's sports, or will they allow biological men to compete? You tell me. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.